Mufokim. We're talking about fancy goyish names, that everybody knows that these names are goyim. So therefore, later on, if somebody looks at this get, they will not come to rely on the get because of the Edom. They'll know for sure this name, Christ, I'm the Tzeibron. They wouldn't have any names like that. When every name could be interchanged for Jew, I don't know. But they are real.
John,
boy. No, give a John, Jew or something. No, I guess I'm not crying. Christ, no. Okay. But call upon them, we'll soon see the names here. If you have a real fancy Gaish name, so that's then the Meshim said it's Mutter. But then we're not afraid of Mizuif Mitoichi. Oh, the Mora says, Heichi Dom Meshim is Mepokim. What's called a real fancy Gaish name? What's called? Alright, turn over. Mora says, Heichi Dom Meshim is Mepokim. What's called real fancy names? Omar Rav Popek Goyen Hermes. Name called Hermes. Ariel Zbi Avudina, Ariel Zba Shivsoi, Ariel Zba Kidri, Oboti, Vinokim Una. These are big fancy Goyish names. Please go to each one of them, what they are exactly here, but alright. Here. Avul Shemo is a shame of Hokim, but if you have names that are not real fancy Goyish names, when you, even though it's a doubt, maybe it's a Goy, but if it's not for sure they're Goyim, my, what do you want to tell me, Loi? Then it's no good even according to Rav Shimon, that if these courts, if the names are not real Goyish names, when they sign the gets puzzle, if so, Yochi, if so. Adetoni, Seif Hakam, Rav Shimon himself ends off in the Mishnah and says, you know when it's puzzle? Only by a hedjit. A hedjit means by a normal private guy, not when he's a judge at court. Then it's puzzle. So, Yochi, Adetoni, Seif, what does the end of the Mishnah have to say? Like when was it learned that if Goyin sign on Ishtar a get Isha, the get is possible only if the private Goyin signing. That's when it's no good. So it's mashma, but any time it's signed by the courts, by the judges, then it's always kosher. The way we the way we're saying now, it's not true. Liflog v'listna b'dido. Let's make a difference even by the akois, even by the judges. There should be a difference. That the medevar mamurim, when is it true that Rav Shimon says, when the Goyish judges sign in the get that is kosher, the shemus mufokim? Only if their names are humis of the avidino, real Goyish names. Everybody knows the Goyim, we won't come to rely on them. Avul shame, shame mufokim, if they have names, that so-so, they have a Jack. So-so, you don't know if he's a Jew or a Goy. If so, loy, it should be possible then it shouldn't be good then. So why does the Mishnah only say it's possible if it's done by Hedjit? Mashm, any time it's done by a judge, it's okay, it depends. Certain judge's name should be okay, certain judge should be possible. Sumar says, no, I'll tell you, Hochinami Kama. This is really what our Mishnah means to say. Our Mishnah means to say like this. Tameh Devorim Amurim, when does Rav Shimon say when the Goyim sign is kosher, b'shem is mufokim? Real fancy Goyish names. Avo b'shem b'shem mufokim, but the names are not real fancy Goyish names. Nasa, then it's made, even though they're judges now. They have a name like Jack, even though it's a judge. Kimi Shenasa Behejit. It's as if this guy signed privately, not when he's a judge. Upsulim. That's what the Mishnah needs to say. Not only when private goyim sign is apostle, but even if a judge in court signs on it. If the judge's name is a normal name, not a special goyish name, then it's also apostle. Then it has the same halacha like a hedjit signs on it. The boy is saying, another terrorist is like this. The boy is saying, I tell you that Sefer also legite moment. The end of the Mishnah, the Rishimun says that like when was it said that it's possible only by a private guy that's talking about gite moment by Oshtar Mechira, Oshtar Matana, regular stores. When you're selling something, you give them for a present. This is what he meant to say. When do we say that if a goy signs an ashtar mechir, ashtar matana, that the get into ashtar is no good? Only if the goy does it privately. Then we're afraid they're liars. Most goyim are liars. We can't trust them. You can't have a goy sign on your ashtar. There's a chashash meshaker, he's lying. Mashenkein, if he's doing the akoyi shalhem, if they're doing it in the judges, in the court, then there's an umna, they're not going to lie, therefore we could trust them. And that was machlokes before, according to Shmuel, you could trust them even by a shtar kinyan, because Dina de Machusa Dina says that goyim have a right to make up kinyanim. And the second term of the Gemara was no, that we're only talking about a shtar mecher, that the real kinyan took place because you paid the money, and the shtar was only a proof. So just to be a proof, we believe the goyim if it was machlokes. If it was a judge in his court that signed on it, that's an umdana, he would not lie. So there we could trust him. But a guy, private guy that signs at home, they were always afraid, goyim lie, we can't trust him even for a proof. Tanya would learn like this. Tanya would learn like this. That Omer Reb Lozab Reb Yasi, that Kach Omer Reb Shimon the Chachomim. This is the way Reb Shimon said over to the Chachomim. It's Sidon in Sidon. That lo nechluku Rabbi Akiva vechachomim al kol hashdoroi soilin biyakorish levdikachovim. That there's no machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim. In other words, this is a door even before the machlokes we had before. This is like a door. So he's saying that even them, they did not have a machlokes on all the shdoros that came before a goyish court. That af sha'afar pi shechoismein oivdekachovim. Even though there are goyim signing on the shtar, still ksherim, it's still a kosher shtar, the shtar is good. V'yafilu gitei noshim v'shechurei avodim. Even by a get isha and by a shtar shechur, also the shtar is kosher. Right. If Tosis speaks out, what they mean to say is that haikidina v'haikidina. They mean shah shtoris, shtara dinim omnis, b'chol inyin. It's kosher all the times. In other words, the goyim, by our kois, the neman, we believe them. The shtoros that they make are good shtoros. That they say is kosher by gitinosh mishchuri avodim. Tosis says that's bedavka b'yedim misira v'shemus mufokim. We're given over in front of the Jewish edim. So therefore, the ikir according to Rabbi Lezer Shita is edim misira, and also the names of the goyim that are signing in the shtar are shemus mufokim, famous names. So it's not called mezuyif mitoychoi. That's why it's kosher according to both of them. Both Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim both agree to this svara, even by Gita Noshim, where it's Eidim Misira of Yisraelim, and it's Shemus Mufakim of Goyim, that it's kosher, of Akois at least, Shemus Mufakim by Akois. So, Lonechluku, where is the Machlokes though? Ele Bizman Shenasu Behedjit, only where the Shtoris were made Behedjit, and Tosis says it means Pirish B'Shemus Mufakim, even though they're famous Goyim's name. And it's given over the aid of Mesirah. It's given over tak in front of two Jews. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Akiva machshir. In such a case, Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. In other words, even the Gita Noshim is also kosher. Or even the Shar Shtoros are kosher. And because since they're shameless Mufakim, therefore the Shtoros are kosher. Like Taisa says, Fulei goza shiyovel hachshirah fulei aid of Mesirah to akoysach. We don't make any xeris. But for Chachom Chachom to say person, Chachom to say no, it's possible. But Shash Doris, why the Gazrinon Chutz Megitin Noshim? They make a gzera. The Gemara says, why the Chachom and person Chutz Megitin Noshim Shchurei Avodim? The Chachom say all the other Doris, if it's made by a Hegid, it's possible. Chutz from Gitin Noshim Shchurei Avodim. So Tosis speaks out. The Chachom person is Shash Doris. The Gazrinon Yeh. The Bishar Shtoros that Ksherim by Akois, because other Shtoros that are kosher really by Akois, by in front of the judges, even without aid in Mesira, therefore we make a Gzera. That what if it's written Behedjit, that we're afraid maybe we're going to use these Shtoros the way they are without an aid in Mesira at all? Therefore it's possible. But by Gitei Noshim there's no Gzera, because by Gitei Noshim, even by Akois, even when you have the judges, still everybody knows that they're not b'nei krisis minu, like we had before. The only way to get is kosher, if it's given over in front of Eidim Misira Yisrael. So by Gitei Noshim, there's no gzeir, everybody knows you have to come on to Eidim Misira Yisrael. And since the names aren't Shemus Mufakim, everybody knows the names that are signed in the get itself are Bigoyim. Therefore we won't come to rely on them that they should be the Eidim Misira. So therefore by Gitei Noshim, it's kosher, even though it's written Behedjit. Since the name is Hashemus Mufakim, there's no Gzeris. But by Shash Doris, we're afraid that even though their famous name is Hashemus Mufakim, they were afraid maybe we'll come to use the, even the Eidim Misira will be the Goyim. Because if it was done via Kois, then we do not need Eidim Misira. So the people make a mistake to think, just like by our kois, it's kosher, the shtar, the way it is, who are then, if you have a hedyet, a signing on it, they'll also think it's kosher the way it is. Now, we have Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Af Eluk Sherim, that no, he says they're also kosher. In other words, he comes to argue even on Gite Noshim, that you say you get Isha's kosher, so he says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Af Eluk Sherim b'mokam shein Yisroel Chaisman, only in a place that true, you have the Goyim signing on it now, but everybody knows it's a law by the Goyim that no Jew was allowed to sign on the Shtar, on a Get Isha. So therefore there's no Gzeres, like everybody knows who signed here, Goyim. Therefore we're not going to be Seimech on the Edim that signed, but rather we know it has to be given over in front of Edim Isira. Therefore there's no Gzeres. Avu b'mokam she Yisroel Chaisman, but if it's in a place that the Goyim do let, sometimes the Jews sign, loy, then we do not let this, the get this possible, because we're afraid maybe people think that there were Jews that signed on it, and really it was a Goy, and they come to be Seimach on them for Shemus Mepokim. So Gemara says, Mokim Shein Yisro Chaismin, Nami Ligzor, Otto Mokim Shein Yisro Chaismin, like why don't you make a Gzera? In other words, we're talking about now Shemus Mepokim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's Gzeira Shemus Mufakim, Otto regular Shemus. So then if so, why don't you make Gzeira even in a place where they do not let the Jew sign, Otto will mock him where they do let the Jew sign? Like true, you're saying in a place where the Goyim do not let the Jews sign, so there's no Gzeira, because everybody's going to know that who signed here? A Goy, they won't come to rely on him later for Edim Isira. But you're telling me in the place though, where they do let the Jew sign, then it's possible. So the question is, why don't you make Gzeira this place or to that place? Just like you can make Gzeira even though it's Shemus Mufakim, still it's possible. In other words, according to you, in the place where the Jews sign, even though when a Goy signed with a Shemus Mufakim, still you say it's possible. Or to where we won't be a Shemus Mufakim. So if you make such Gzeira one place or to another place also, so Mr. Gemara says no. I'll tell you, Shmo Bishmo Machlef. People make mistakes by names. So if you're going to be Machsher, Shemus Mufakim, sometimes they'll think it's Kosher, even though the Shemus are not Mufakim. But Asra B'Yasra Le Machlef. But this place, to that place, people do not make mistakes. Therefore, if this is the place that the Goyim do not let any Jews sign on the Shtar, therefore there's no Gzeira, therefore the Shtar is Kosher, a Get Isher is Kosher over there. This the Gemara says, that now they must write the Ravina, so Ravina thought, Liachshure Bichnufi Yosa Diamoi, that as long as you have a few Goyim coming together, and then they sign on the Shtar, it's also kosher. They wouldn't lie together. And this thing where it says, no, Omale Rafram, that our Koy is Tanan, no, we only learn to special Namonis when it's done by their courts. In the court of a Goyish court, there they do not lie. It's an Anansad, they're not going to lie. But if not by their courts, then it's possible. We're afraid the Goyim lie. Mercer Tanan, we learned like the Mercer's Omar Rav. Rav says, that Hai Shtara Pasoi, if you have a Persian Shtar, Rashi learned, Shaso Beloshin Pasoi, it was written up in Persia, Vichosmu Pasoyim had Yaitis Olov, and two Goyim, Persians, signed on it. So the Gemara says that, to Mosrin Ale Biafi Sadi Yisrael, if it was given over in front of Eidim Nisira Yisraelim, is Magvinim Bey Mibnei Chori. It's called a good star, it's a star halvo, it's a star raya, it's a good proof, and therefore because of this star, you have a right later to collect the money, but only from Bnei Chorin, only from the property that the Leiva himself owns, not the property that the Leiva sold to somebody else already. So first the Gemara asks, why is this a good star for Lo Yadi Lemikre, that the Eidim Misira do not know how to read it? So how could there be Eidim Misira? They don't know what it says inside it. So Gemara says, no, but the Yadi. We're talking about that these two Eidim Misira know how to read Persia. For Binon Ksav Sheina Yochel Zayif, there's a special halacha that the piece of paper it's written on has to be a special type of a cloth that was Mesukim B'Yafotzim, that if you erase it, it's Nikur, so you won't come to forge it. So Gemara says, B'diyafitzon, yes, we're talking about even these Persians made the cloth, the parchment, with the safotzim, therefore it's not impossible to erase to forge. For the Gemara, but still there's another halacha, Vobino Tsorach Shayavza Minyone Shal Shtar, Peshita Achroina Vleka. You have to repeat the main things of the Shtar, the last line. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Kinyonim in Plenya, Koma, the Kosma, Forsh Liel. You have to repeat these things in the last line right before the Edom sign on it. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you here also, Bidda Mahad, that we're talking about, yes, where they did, Shemuchsa Beshita Achroin, the last line, they repeated it. For the Gemara Yoch, you saw it's 100% good Shtar, then the Shabdi Nami. Why can't you collect even from Mushabadim then? Even from the property that the life is sold after the Halvor, why can't you collect it? So Gemara says, let's lay Kaila. This Shtar does not have a Kail. People do not know about it. Like Rashi says, the Vishain Chaisman Yisrael, because the Jews did not sign on it. The Sadi de Chasimi Yashdoro, Inon Mavkila Kaila. What gives out a Kail that people know about the Shtar? The Edi Chasim, the Edim that sign on it. The figure of their fainal lakeach nifsad. Lakeach does not lose out. The yomalei, because they have the yadana de mishabed lecho. The lakeach, the one that bought this property off the loiv, has a right to say, I did not know the loiv owed you the money, because that shtar did not have a kail. Therefore, from mishabodim you cannot collect, only from bnei chayrin. Alright, we'll stop here. He'll start over again. Daf Yud Aleph, the last Gemara on Amud Aleph. The last Gemara was Boy Menei Reshlokish from Rabbi Yechanan. Reshlokish asked the Shaila from Rabbi Yechanan.